USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The July jobs report just released by the federal government showing that the U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. That's nearly one full point lower than the jobless rate for June. More than 8 in 10 teachers say they are worried about teaching students in their classrooms this fall. It's according to a new poll that just had its results released. The NPR Ipsos poll finds 82% of teachers surveyed say the coronavirus pandemic has got them concerned about returning to all in-person teaching. Thousands of people still waiting for their power to be restored 3 days after Tropical Storm Isaias unleashed heavy rain and wind on New York City, Connecticut, as well as northern New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at the lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get colds, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump is again slapping aluminum tariffs on Canada. At a speech in Ohio, the president said yesterday the tariff will go back to the original 10% rate. That after the administration lifted tariffs last year, ahead of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president saying yesterday that Canada has been taking advantage of the U.S. by flooding the country with exports and killing aluminum jobs. Fort Hood in Texas has one of the highest rates of murder, sexual assault, and harassment in the Army. Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy saying yesterday during a visit to the base, because of this, a detailed look into the Army base is being conducted.
We're sending down an independent group of investigators to understand the root causes associated with the rise of felonies, violent acts, to better understand why this is happening at this installation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
COVID-19 continues to make things tough for America's farmers, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as the pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation.
Pope Francis appointed new members to the Vatican's Council for the Economy, and six of them are women. The historic move means there are more senior female officials serving the Vatican than ever before. Each of the new appointees have finance backgrounds, as the Pope created the Council for the Economy in 2014 to supervise the economic management and administrative duties of the Vatican institution. Pope Francis has been overseeing efforts to reform Vatican finances and clean up after a series of scandals that have plagued Vatican operations. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.